doesn't look good at all. Last night, whenever I talked to the media outlets about 9 or 10, we knew that we would not have it looking anything but terrible at rush hour this morning. We hoped by lunch. I still think they're going to look pretty rough most of the day. We're fighting to get to places where people are stranded that have been there all night. So if the traffic volumes are low on the roads, we can get our crews there quickly. If these roads get full of vehicles, it just makes it difficult for us. We have 459 northbound still pretty much blocked at the Cahaba River Bridge between 280 and the Cahaba River. We have I-20 eastbound blocked between the Bass Pro exit and basically downtown Birmingham. Those people have been there all night, so we're working hard to get those two places opened up. We really would encourage people to stay off the roads today, go on and stay in. There might be a chance that things get better maybe after lunch, 3 o'clock maybe. I think the high was going to be maybe 30. Let the sun stay out most of the day. We'll get some absorption of heat with these pavements. Maybe by 2 or 3 o'clock they'll be better. I will continue to talk to you guys and tell people by 2 or 3, is it worth trying to get out or you just need to stay in until Thursday? For me, it would be better to let our crews work these roads and be able to get to where I need to without having to compete with traffic and get people hurt. I need to get the sun out on these roads, let temperatures warm up, let our products that we're putting down begin to work, and see what kind of drying potential we have today.